Overview. The Dawn of a Human Universe. There is a photograph of Albert Einstein standing beside the most famous man in the world, who happened to be the great comedian Charlie Chaplin. In 1931, Einstein was touring Los Angeles, and a chance encounter at Universal Studios led to an invitation to attend the premiere of Chaplin's new movie, City Lights. Both men are dressed in tuxedos and smiling broadly. It's astonishing to think that Einstein was the second most famous man in the world. He didn't owe his worldwide fame to the fact that everyday people understood his theories of relativity. Although commonly referred to as the theory of relativity, Einstein issued his revolutionary idea in two stages. First, as the special theory of relativity in 1905. Then, as the grander general theory of relativity in 1915. Einstein's theories dwelt in a realm far above everyday life, and that in itself created awe. British philosopher and mathematician Bertrand Russell wasn't trained in physics. When Einstein's ideas were explained to him, he was astounded and burst out, "To think I have spent my life on absolute muck." Russell went on to write a brilliant explanation for laymen, the ABC of relativity. In some way, relativity had toppled both time and space. The average person could grasp that much. E equals mc squared was the most famous equation in history. But what it meant didn't touch everyday life either. People went about their daily existence as if none of Einstein's deep thinking mattered, not in practical terms. But that assumption has turned out to be wrong. When Einstein's theories toppled time and space, something real happened. The fabric of the universe was torn apart and then rewoven into a new reality. What few understood was that Einstein imagined this new reality. He didn't work with mathematics on a chalkboard. From childhood, he possessed a remarkable ability to picture difficult problems in his head. As a student, he tried to visualize what it would be like to travel at the speed of light. The speed of light had been calculated at 186,000 miles per second. But Einstein felt that light contained something quite mysterious that hadn't been discovered. What he wanted to know was not the properties of light or what light was like as a physicist studied it, but what the experience of riding a beam of light would be like. For example, the foundation of relativity is that all observers measure the same speed of light, even if they are moving at different speeds, away from each other or toward each other. This implies that nothing in the physical universe can travel faster than the speed of light. So imagine that you are traveling at essentially the speed of light, and you throw a baseball in the direction you're traveling. Would it leave your hand? After all, your speed is already at the absolute limit. No extra speed can be added. If the baseball did leave your hand, how would it behave? Once he got a mental picture of a problem, Einstein looked for an equally intuitive solution. What makes his solution so fascinating, especially for our purposes, is how much imagination was being applied. For example, Einstein imagined a body in free fall. For someone having such an experience, there would appear to be no gravity. If he took an apple out of his pocket and let go of it, the apple would float in the air beside him, again making it seem that there was no gravity. Once Einstein saw this in his mind's eye, he had a revolutionary thought. Maybe there is no gravity in such a situation. Gravity had always been considered a force acting between two objects, but he saw it as nothing more than curved space-time, implying that space and time would be affected in the presence of mass, and that curved space-time in the vicinity of collapsed objects such as black holes would result in time stretching to a stop as seen by distant observers. Yet someone located at the falling object wouldn't see anything out of the ordinary. Demoting gravity as a force was one of relativity's most shocking features. We can see Einstein's visualization in action when astronauts are trained in weightless conditions inside an airplane. The camera shows them floating in midair, completely free of gravity, And exactly as Einstein predicted, any unattached object inside the aircraft is also weightless. What the camera doesn't show is that to achieve zero gravity, the plane is accelerating rapidly in free fall, enough to counteract Earth's gravitational field. As relativity predicted, speed turns gravity into a changeable condition. If gravity as a force is mutable, what about other things we take for granted as fixed and reliable? Einstein made another crucial breakthrough regarding time. In place of absolute time, which was taken as a given prior to relativity, he discovered that time is affected by an observer's frame of reference and also by being close to a strong gravitational field. This is known as time dilation. The clocks on the International Space Station appear to an astronaut to be running perfectly normally, while in relationship to clocks on Earth, they are slightly fast. A traveler nearing the speed of light wouldn't notice that the clocks on his spacecraft are acting any differently, but to an observer on Earth, they would appear to be slowing down. Clocks positioned close to a strong gravitational field run slower as viewed from far away. Relativity shows us that there is no universal time. Clocks all over the universe cannot be synchronized. As an extreme example, a spaceship nearing a black hole would be affected by the black hole's immense gravitational pull. So much so that to an observer on Earth, the clocks on the spaceship would drastically slow down, actually taking an infinite time to cross the horizon of the black hole and be sucked inside. Meanwhile, for the crew falling into the black hole, time would run normally until in short order they would be crushed by its immense gravitational pull. Although these effects have been known for a century, something new has occurred in our time. Relativity actually matters in daily life. On Earth, clocks tick slower than in empty space, far away from gravity. So as clocks pull away from Earth's gravity, they speed up, or more correctly, they appear to, which means that the satellites used for GPS coordinates have faster clocks than the ones down here. When you ask the GPS device in your car to locate where you are, the answer would be off, if only by a little, unless the clocks on the GPS satellite were adjusted to match Earth time. A little would be enough to mistake your location by several blocks, a disastrous error for a mapping and guidance system. Einstein's visual images began his journey to the special theory of relativity. And for our purposes, that's critically important. He himself was amazed when his purely mental work turned out to match how nature really works. But everything the theory predicted, including black holes and the slowing of time in the presence of large gravitational forces, has come true. Einstein realized that time, space, matter, and energy were interchangeable. This single idea deposed the normal world of the five senses with its claim that nothing we see, hear, taste, touch, and smell is reliable.